Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Chester RP Church Devotional Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Let's get started. All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us this morning as we get started. Romans chapter 2 is where we are, picking this up in verse 1. Therefore, you have no excuse, O man, every one of you who judges. For in passing judgment on one another, you condemn yourself, because you, the judge, practice the very same things. We know that the judgment of God rightly falls on those who practice such things. Do you suppose, O man, you who judge those who practice such things and yet do them yourself, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you presume on the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience, not knowing that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance? But because of your hard and impenitent heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself on the day of wrath, when God's righteous judgment will be revealed. He will render each one according to his works, to those who by patience and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality. He will give eternal life. But for those who are self-seeking and who do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, there will be wrath and fury. There will be tribulation and distress for every human being who does evil, the Jew first and also the Greek. But glory and honor and peace for everyone who does good, the Jew first and also the Greek. For God shows no partiality. In the first 10 verses of Romans 2 here that we read, the Apostle Paul talks about those who judge people for doing one thing while doing the exact same thing. They're hypocrites. They're people who think they're moral, people who think they're doing the right thing and yet cover up their own sin. And he challenges them on several occasions in several ways here. He says, you have no excuse, O man, for every one of you who judges, for in passing judgment on one another you condemn yourself, because you, the judge, practice the very same things. He's referring to those who condone, but those of us who say, well, I don't condone the sins of other people. We judge the sins of other people, yet we don't realize that we've committed our own sins. And so he says, placing that judgment or passing that judgment on someone else, we are indeed passing the judgment on ourselves. Kind of like my mom used to tell me that when you point the finger at someone else, you have three more pointing back at you. And so the idea is be careful about your judging of other people, because you will be judged by the same standard. He continues on and says, do you suppose, O man, you who judge those practices and yet do them yourself will escape the judgment of God? Or do you suppose that God, because of his kindness in your life, is excusing your unrighteousness, excusing your sin? And of course the answer is no. God is patient, and his patience is meant to lead us to repentance. God doesn't give us what we deserve. He withholds the judgment. He withholds the consequences of our sins in order to give us a chance to see him in his goodness and his patience, so that we will turn from our sins and follow him. It's like a parent sometimes will say to a child, I'm not going to discipline you in this way, or I'm going to let this go. I'm going to give you a reminder of something that you need to be doing right instead of what you're doing wrong, to correct your behavior and hope that you will see the error of your ways and turn and do what is right. And the same is true with God. God is gracious to us as a parent, and so he doesn't always bring judgment upon us. He doesn't bring consequences to us. In fact, he protects us from those things because he is kind, and he is good, and he is loving. And so God oftentimes gives us an opportunity to see our sin so that we, doesn't give us the consequence immediately, so that we'll turn and follow him in his goodness. And he says, yeah, but you're presumptive, right? We're presumptive. We think because God hasn't brought judgment upon us, or God hasn't brought consequence upon us in severity, that he's somehow winking at us or approving of our behaviors. Paul says, that's not true at all. It's meant to lead you to repentance. And one day he will indeed bring wrath upon those who disobey him, those who walk away from him. I think verse 6 is important, verses 6 and 7. He will render to each one according to his works. To those who by patience and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, he will give eternal life. But those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, there will be wrath and fury. There will be tribulation and distress for every human being who does evil. And so the idea is, one day we will experience the fullness of the consequences of our sins if we don't turn in repentance. We turn to repentance in the hope of the gospel, that God loves us and gives us his life and gives us grace and doesn't give us the pain, the suffering that we deserve, but rather gives us hope in eternity. And we turn and we follow him by his grace. I hope you guys have a great day. I hope you turn and follow him. I hope you realize that there is reward and there is glory and there is eternal life for those who seek glory, honor, and immortality with our lives in faith. But if we refuse, we will bear the consequences of our sins. You guys be encouraged to walk in grace. Realize that God is being patient to lead you to repentance in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Have a great day. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow.